Time for one more thing as we wrap up everything you need to know to get your day started. Now available as a podcast in the on-demand section of WRET.com. Right there at the top of the page, just click podcast and you get all our content. The flag on the moon is of particular interest to me because my family history is kind of involved with that moon mission.
Nice.
Did you know the flag that was planted on the moon, the Apollo 11 astronauts put the flag on, you realize it's white now from all the sun radiation?
Oh.
So now if a space alien lands on the moon and sees our flag, it's white, they're going to be like, hey, they surrender.
Oh, God.
Let's go get them.
We didn't mean it.
Right.
We got to send someone up and replace that flag.
Back in the day, the Apollo 11 astronauts planted that. You know where that flag came from?
Let's just take a shot and say World War II.
No. I would have thought that the flag would have been specially produced, maybe gone under some research, et cetera. I mean, it is NASA, right?
Yeah.
A NASA employee bought it off the shelf at Sears the night before the mission for $5.50.
Okay. See, I was thinking some sort of deep military meaning or something, but no, Sears.
Just got it at Sears.
Okay. Now we know why the thing faded away by the sun.
Isn't that wild? Right. We need a flag. Hey, go to Sears.
There's one over there at Sears. Right. Just grab that on your way to the moon.
The lunar module was picked up over at Craftsman, the tool section. That's one more thing. Now you're ready for the day. Get out there and rock it with the rack.